In this story, I focus mostly on men's experiences. Not because women do not suffer, they do, often more deeply than men, but because their way of coping with their suffering can often look different to us. When life is turned upside down for women, in my experience, women tend to somehow manage and carry on. Maybe it's because they've had no choice. They are usually the ones still feeding the kids, getting them to school, planning meals, and keeping routines. The list is almost endless. Women tend to build social circles more naturally, talk to each other and support one another. They meet up, go to fitness classes, and talk openly about emotions. Talk about health and their relationships. Nothing is off limits in a proper women's chat. They are often the planners, the emotional glue in families, the connectors. They make things happen. So, what of older men? They haven't yet got the hang of reaching out for help. We are often afraid of being judged for saying the wrong thing, afraid of showing vulnerability and being perceived as weak. Take modern dating, for example. Forget it. It's a minefield. Even that is carried out on a phone app these days. Very little human interaction. Just swiping through endless pictures. Not so much face-to-face. Approaching a woman today can feel like walking a tightrope. Constant worries about being misunderstood, labeled, unfairly typecast, or outright rejected. Men are often unsure what the rules are these days. What used to be seen as charming, opening a door, offering to pay for dinner, etc., these things can now sometimes be met with suspicion. Women today can be fiercely independent, capable, and have their own careers. Most want to be treated as equals, not as objects, and quite rightly so. But all of this can leave a lot of older men feeling confused, adrift, disconnected. They don't know what the rules are.